This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. The Missouri General Assembly has gathered today to begin its veto session, during which lawmakers vote on whether or not to override the vetoes Governor Jay Nixon placed on legislation passed earlier this year. So far today, the House failed to override Governor Nixon's veto on House Bill 253, a contentious bill that would have lowered income taxes. The vote had 94 votes in favor to 67 against, but 109 votes were needed to override the veto. Chris McDaniel reports the House leadership plans to reintroduce the bill during the next legislative session. One veto has been overturned by both the House and Senate today. It was for a line item budget veto that withheld $1 million to Pike Lincoln Technical Center, a vocational school in northeast Missouri. On its own, the Missouri Senate has voted to override the vetoes of six bills, including the so-called Agenda 21 bill. That bill prohibits state or local officials from adopting policies that either infringe upon private property rights or are traceable to Agenda 21, which is a non-binding resolution encouraging sustainable development adopted by the United Nations in 1992. We'll have more updates on the legislature's veto session throughout the afternoon. Today, the Missouri General Assembly met to begin its veto session, where lawmakers will vote on whether or not to override the vetoes Governor Jay Nixon placed on legislation passed earlier this year. The House failed to override Nixon's veto on House Bill 253, a contentious bill that would have lowered income taxes. The attempt had 94 votes in favor to 67 against, but 109 votes were needed to override the veto. Critics of the bill said the tax cuts would send the state into debt. Nixon issued a statement today saying the vote was a defining moment for our state and a victory for all Missourians. Right now, the House is debating the so-called Second Amendment Protection Act. Earlier today, around 200 people rallied outside the Missouri Capitol calling for lawmakers to override Nixon's veto of House Bill 436. The bill would declare any federal gun control law that interferes with a Missourian's Second Amendment rights to be, quote, null and void. It would also make it a misdemeanor for federal officers to try and enforce any disputed law. Republican State Senator Brian Nieves of Franklin County singled out Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster for issuing a legal opinion critical of the nullification bill.
The problems that we're having in terms of overriding this idiotic, stupid veto come from that office, from that man right there. So why don't you just tell him what you think of his antics over the last week? Go ahead, tell him.
About a week after Coster's legal opinion, numerous police chiefs and sheriffs came out in opposition to the gun nullification bill, saying it would bring an end to local federal task forces used to fight drug and gang activities across the state. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.